亲爱的各位听友，你们好吗？我是你们的新朋友小思，我在北京向你问好。欢迎收听为你读英语美文，你可以在微信订阅号、新浪微博、百度贴吧，或者在苹果 iTunes、苹果播客搜索为你读英语美文，收听节目，查看原文。在这期节目中，小思要推荐给大家一部温暖感人的爱情电影If Only， 如果再爱一次，希望大家喜欢。该影片讲述了一个感人至深的爱情故事，由 Jennifer Love Hewitt 饰演的 Samantha和由 Paul Nicholas 饰演的 Ian 是一对平凡的情侣。 Samantha 是一个活泼天真的美国姑娘，在伦敦的音乐学院学习小提琴，即将毕业。她有一位专注于工作的男友 Ian， 她深爱着 Samantha， 却不懂得如何去爱，如何去分享爱的感觉。他们和大多数凡尘中普通的情人一样，相安无事的相处，却越来越平淡。影片一开场是一世的温暖阳光，伴随着男主角迷人又性感的英国口音，我们看到的是一对寻常伴侣甜蜜又琐碎的生活。
I'm really gonna miss you, you know that?
Sam, just a couple of weeks.
Which is gonna seem like an eternity, right?
An eternity, and then some.
Oh, that's better, you bloody Englishman.
Say it again.
Say what?
I love hearing you say English swear words. Say bloody.
Bloody.
Now say bugger.
男主角 Ian 一开始是一个专注于自己的事业和工作的男人，总是忘记给予自己女友 Samantha 应有的关心和疼爱。
Oh crap.
Ooh, you smooth talker, you.
I have to get dressed, run through my notes, rehearse my presentation.
Have a nervous breakdown, ignore your half-naked girlfriend. Give me 2 seconds.
Sam?
Just stay right there and don't move your cute British butt.
Don't tell me, there's a gift.
There's a gift.
There's always a gift. Makes me feel very guilty.
Well, that is the general idea.
I have a present too.I'll give it to you later because it's a surprise.
Great.
而女主角 Samantha 总是竭尽所能地为他们的爱情制造浪漫和惊喜，用心经营。她愿意为了他留在伦敦，为他出入厨房，为他的事业打气加油，为他们的爱创作歌曲。而 Ian 呢，忘记他的毕业演奏会，忘记 Samantha 穿过的衣服，漠视他喜欢的学生，为了事业不顾及他的感受，始终不明白他要什么。
And the worst part is, I'm starting to get used to it.
I don't understand.
I know. It's what kills me. If there had just been one day, Ian...One day when nothing else mattered but us.
I adore you.
I don't want to be adored. I want to be loved.
有一天，伊恩做了一个非常奇怪但却真实的梦。他梦见自己的一次业务被搞砸，梦见 Samantha 出车祸离自己而去。失去的那一刻让 Ian 深刻体会到自己对女友的感情， 他心痛万分，懊悔不已。但庆幸的是，老天给了他重新来过的机会。为了摆脱厄运，他决定带着 Samantha 暂时离开伦敦，搭上火车前往自己的故乡。在那里，他给 Samantha 讲述了自己小时候的事情，讲了自己的父亲，与他分享自己童年的趣事和深埋在内心的记忆。而这些事情一直是 Samantha 想知道而 Ian 却不曾告诉过他的。也许是害怕真的如梦境那样失去他， Ian 这一次选择了毫无保留地爱他，用心尽力地以 Samantha 需要的方式去爱他，满足他。仅仅一天的时间， Ian 带着 Samantha 度过了完美的恋爱时光。当他发现他所做的一切都不能改变最终结局的时候，他只能心碎地学会珍惜当下。此刻的 Ian 一改往常的自私与冷漠，一直在竭尽全力让 Samantha 感到快乐。他带她回故乡，和她分享多年来内心的记忆，帮她实现最想要完成的心愿。
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
For some reason you thought you didn't have a lot of time left.
What do you mean today?
No, I mean in life. If you had one day left, what would you do?
That's an odd question.
I'd just like to know.
Well, let's see. My last day on Earth. Shoe shopping. Ooh, and eating my 10 hot fudge sundaes, and then there's that Calvin Klein underwear model. Might be fun to get to know him better. It's an easy answer. A no-brainer. I'd spend it with you.
Really?
Yeah, of course.Just being together, kind of like now, doing nothing.
And that's it. I mean, nothing else.
Closeness. An intense closeness.Really sharing things with each other. Silly things. Difficult things. It's what I've always wanted for us, and if we could have that, nothing could hurt us. You ready?
在 Samantha 的毕业晚会结束后，天空飘着大雨，但是 Ian 此刻的心也正如这倾盆而下的雨一样，他抑制不了自己激动的心情，再一次向他表白，告诉他自己内心是多么的爱他。
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I want to tell you why I love you.
It's raining. You know that, right?
I have to tell you this, and you need to hear it.I loved you since I met you, but I wouldn't allow myself to truly feel it until today. I was always thinking ahead, making decisions out of fear.
today. Because of you, what I learned from you. Every choice I made was different, and my life has completely changed. And I've learned that if you do that, then you're living your life fully. It doesn't matter if you have 5 minutes or 50 years. Samantha, if not for today, not for you, I would never have known love at all. So thank you for being the person who taught me to love. And to be loved. You don't have to say anything.
然而，剧情还是像梦境中出现的那样发展着，虽改变了过程，却没有改变结局。他们上了的士，的士启动，在红灯前停住。伊恩看着时钟，晚上11点，那个噩梦一般的时刻还是来了。他深情地吻着 Samantha。脑里不断闪现出两人的美好时光。在卡车冲过来的一刹那，紧紧地抱住了他，挡住了迎面而来的汽车。就这样，结局改变了。车祸这次带走的是伊恩的生命。如果再爱一次，他选择了用生命去诠释那句“我爱你”。本不是什么惊天动地的感人情节，也没有特别催泪的煽情桥段，只是娓娓道来他们的平凡而又深刻的爱。在这个过程中，我还是会模糊了双眼，忍不住掉泪。不会很严重，就像电影表达的一样，一切发生的好像都是那么自然，那么波澜不惊，却丝丝入扣。爱一个人是最自然的态度，是最玄妙最刻骨的人生体验。从你见到他的第一刻起，你就会明白什么叫做命数，什么叫做 It's meant to be for no reason. I love you, it's my destination. 在我看来，最持久深刻可以同岁月抗衡的感情，一定是孕育在生活琐事中。毋庸置疑，伊恩是深爱着 Samantha 的，但他忘记了，爱是需要用心呵护的奢侈品。他忙于工作，专于自我，不陪他远行，甚至忘记两人之间重要的日子。就像许多现实生活中平凡的爱侣一样，爱情在凡尘琐事中被一点一滴的消耗。始终忘不了那个神秘司机在送伊恩去参加音乐会时跟他说的那段对话。 I can't seem to make her happy. How could that you love someone so much but not know how? How to love her?So you do love her? Yes, I do. Very much. Yeah, I thought that's what really matters. She's gone away for 2 weeks, and she wanted me to go with her. What if she never come back? Just picture it. You two say goodbye at the airport, She gets her on the plane. You never see her again. Could you live with that? No. No, I couldn't. Now you know what to do. Appreciate her. Appreciate what you have. Just love her. 正是这番话让伊恩第一次意识到自己内心对 Samantha 的爱，也是这句台词令我深深动容。是啊， Just love， 用心去爱，你会知道怎么做，你会知道他感受得到。忘不了 Samantha 日记中写给伊恩的那段深情告白，字字句句可爱女人心。I've been warming on this song about me and Ian. I want to sing it to him before I go away. But I'm afraid it will scare him, so I bought him a jacket instead. They say there is always someone in a relationship who loves more. Oh God, I wish it wasn't me. 当 Ian 终于意识到，无论他怎么努力都改变不了命运最终相同的结局。当他和 Samantha 一起待在山顶木屋的时候，他终于意识到他要失去他了。他强忍着悲伤的泪水站在窗前，甚至不敢直视 Samantha 的眼睛。他对他说， Past does not matter. What matters is now. Only now.Samantha, for some reason, you thought you didn't have much left. I mean, in your life, you have only one day left. What would you do? It's an easy answer, a no-brainer. I'll spend it with you. Just being together, kind of like now, doing nothing. Nothing else?Closeness, intense closeness. Really sharing things of each other, silly things, difficult things. That's what I always wanted for us. If we gonna have that, nothing could hurt us. I love you. 比起别的惊喜，没有什么比伊恩为 Samantha 用心定制的这款手链更令人温暖了。Close your eyes. Happy graduation. Oh my God. Some of the charms are old and some are new. That's a musical note, a violin. This one is a flower. What is no sense of matter at all.Expected was acquisite much like yourself. Ah, let's see. The train that we took today, and that's the Eiffel Tower that you've always wanted to say. And the frying pan, 'cause you're the only person that I know that can actually do the flipping thing. And this one is a heart, my heart.It's yours now. 当 Samantha 最终在 Ian 的爱里克服恐惧与不自信，在毕业典礼音乐会上唱出那首只属于他和 Ian 的歌曲时，当他因为他的宠爱而光芒四射时，恰如歌名一般， Love will show you everything.如果我们相依相偎的时间只剩下一天，请让我带你了解我内心最深处的孤寂和无措，请让我带你去看这世上最美的风景，请让我们一再地拥有彼此喋喋不休的倾诉，请让我来帮你实现你的梦想。 Today I bet my life. You have no idea what I feel insideDon't be afraid to let it show, for you never know if you let it out. I love you, you love me. Take this gift and don't ask why. Cause if you will let me, I'll take what scares you. Hold it deep inside, and if you ask me why, I'm with you and why I will never leave. Love will show you everything. 故事的最后，当伊恩知道他要和 Samantha 迎来最终命运的时刻，他在雨中将自己内心一直以来想要告诉他的爱全部说给了他听。 I have loved you since I met you, but I would not allow myself to truly feel it until today. I'm always thinking ahead, making decisions out of fear. Today, because of what I learned from you,Every choice I have made was different, and my life has completely changed. And I've learned that if you do that, you're living your life fully. It doesn't matter if you have 5 minutes or 50 years, Samantha. If not for today, if not for you, I would never have known love at all. So thank you for being the person who taught me to love.And to be loved. You don't have to say anything. I just want to tell you.不经事的岁月里，我们总会认为有些事错过了可以弥补，有些人转身了还能遇到，我们总安慰自己还有明天，还有以后，但岁月这张单程车票从来都不曾馈赠你额外的哪怕一次侥幸机会。如果没有这迫近的死亡阴影，也许他们一样会因为伤害而分离，而遇见不到旦夕祸福的我们也是一样的不懂珍惜。有太多现实的阻碍横亘在我们和心爱的人之间，最后的结果便往往应验了那句经典却悲哀的台词，失去了才懂得珍惜。一切幸福都简单的源于内心纯净的爱，可惜我们常常充当着伊恩警醒之前的那个角色，更可惜的是我们在失去后大多没有机会重来，只能遗憾地说着以 if only 开头的语句。为何最终让我们擦亮眼睛的总是永不再来的光明呢？ I miss you dear,I really do. 亲爱的各位听友，我们的节目到这里就要和大家说再见了。新的一年，愿我们一起更加懂得用心和珍惜。我是你们的主播小思，在这里用声音陪伴你，我们下期再会。